Welcome to Aftersight, your home for stories for people just like you. We all have a story to tell, and sometimes your story just might be the help someone needs to begin their journey with life, Aftersight. And now here's your host, Penn Street.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Aftersight. I am your host, Penn Street, and today we actually have a very special episode. We're going to be discussing and recapping our annual audio trekker hike. Today in the studio, I have AINC's very own audio production technician, Evan Starnes. Evan, welcome back to Aftersight.
Hey, it's good to be back. Long time no see, I guess.
I know, exactly. Mm-hmm. Evan, this was your third hike with us. How does it compare to the previous 2 years?
In spite of the fact that there are two different like trails, the Bluebell and the Royal Arch, I did the Royal Arch in case people are curious. I just feel like at the end of the day, people were more just invested. What really stood out to me was the number of people coming to like, you know, Lauren or you or even me sometimes and, you know, saying, oh, I'm going to do all this stuff now that I've gone on this hike. So I really feel like we made more of that personal connection with the hikers than ever before.
I agree with that. It did seem like people were more engaged with our group. But in the previous 2 years, we collaborated with a different nonprofit called No Barriers USA. And so our team was part of a much bigger group. So it felt bigger in the past, but actually our particular group, the Audio Trekker team, was a little bit bigger this year. And I think, Evan, maybe that was why it felt more personal, because it was just our team, the Audio Trekker team out there. Do you think that's true, or
Absolutely.
Do you think it had other things that made it feel that way?
I think that's absolutely true. You know, people were actually connecting with each other, you know, and I think some new friendships got made that day. Mm-hmm. And what I really liked too on the trails, the Royal Arch and Bluebell trails are very popular trails, and they're pretty widely used. And of course, you know, it being a Saturday, there were quite a lot of people on those trails, which was cool because we got to connect with people. And, you know, people were like, hey, who are you guys? And, you know, we got to introduce ourselves and the Audio Trekkers. And I feel like we actually kind of made more of a mark than in previous hikes, just in public.
I agree with that, because we were the only group out there, and we all had on, you know, our T-shirts, and some of us had our little flags on our backpacks from previous years, that we did stand out. You know, I think we were an oddity, but in a good way. On the trail. And as Evan said, it is a really popular hiking trail, especially on a Saturday morning. But people were very, very respectful. They asked questions. We got to educate and maybe entertain at some points. But it really was an awesome day. It's definitely one of my favorite events that we do here at Audio Information Network of Colorado. Evan, again, this year you showed up with your recorder and you captured a lot of stories before the hike, on the hike, after the hike. I can't wait for all of you to hear these stories. And Evan, can you share why this is an important part for you personally, that you capture these stories?
Audio to me is important as pictures to other people. And I think it's just an amazing thing for, you know, me and AINC as a whole to be able to just go and just walk up to not even anybody in particular, just somebody totally random and, you know, be like, hey, mind if I interview you for a few minutes? Let's talk about your story. Tell us about the hike. How was it? It made people feel more connected and like they could share their experiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, plus at least for me, there's something just satisfying about running around with a pair of headphones and a little recorder in your hand. You feel kind of like an important little, like a reporter or something like that, you know?
I think of you as an audio journalist. You just show up, jump right in, and people also feel really comfortable with you to share their stories. Because some of them, they're a little bit scary at times, you know? But this was Mary Louise's very, very first hike after vision loss. She actually lost her vision during the pandemic, which I can't even imagine. I mean, we were also very isolated during the pandemic, but then boom, you know, lose your vision. So
you're even more isolated.
take a listen. Here is Mary Louise.
In 2020, I spontaneously lost most of my sight, and I found myself in a situation without one of my vital senses that I relied on my whole life. And my blindness came at the time of COVID.
Yeah.
So I was very much stuck because I couldn't get any help. And I didn't know what to do with blindness because I had never been blind before. Up until that afternoon, I had full sight. And I had full use of all my senses. So I didn't know what to do because I had never lost one of my senses. There was no help. And I was trying to figure out what to do with my life. I'm a person of faith, so I believe that if it happened to me, God thought I could handle it and do what I needed to do with it. But my life did come to an end because I couldn't do anything. And when I did get help, it started to change my life around. So when I came on the hike today, I have to tell you, it's my first time to hike again. I came at the invitation of another person going on the hike.
Okay.
I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was scary. I had my little dog with me, and I had no idea what it was going to be like. So it was frightening. And that hike today gave me so much courage because the people that were helping me were so much more unable to do things than I was. I mean, the people that helped me today in the hike are some of the most courageous people I've ever known in my life because they are continuing with life. They see themselves as people that have things to do, blessings to give to other people. They sort of all overcame their limitations.
Yeah.
And on this hike, people were surrounding me that helped me where my eyes couldn't see, they were my eyes. And where I didn't know how to handle something, they knew how to handle it because they had their experience. It's not a lonely life to lose your sight or any sense if you have that kind of support.
Absolutely not. And to quote a very famous podcast of ours, there's always life after sight. Needless to say, it sounds like you definitely had a really good experience on the trail and you did Bluebell. How much of it did you get done?
All of it, because I was with people who are get all of it done people.
How'd you feel when you got back here?
Like I wanted to go out and do more things. And it's the first time I felt like that in 3 years.
That's amazing. Well, I would say, do you have anything planned for the future now? Or
no, but now I'm going to plan things for the future.
Absolutely. This is an incredible story.
During that time, I did not know what to think, what to have on my mind, or what to do about the situation. And of course, doctors were trying to figure it out. They couldn't figure it out. But I will tell you that I'm familiar with the Bible. It has over 31,000 verses in it, and only one of those verses came to my mind, and it was a mindset of a man, Paul, who was in prison for a long period of time, and he was able to say, I have learned the secret of being content in all circumstances. So I was blind. People around me were complaining day after day. COVID closed down everything. But somehow the Lord put that verse on my mind. I've learned to be content in all circumstances. And I said that verse dozens of times every day, day after day, week after week, week after month. And that verse was like the foundation. Because then I started my search to be content every day since then.
It definitely sounds like you're somebody that walks by faith rather than by sight, for sure.
I never thought of that until you just said it, but that's true.
That is my favorite quote from the Bible. Well, thank you for coming on the hike, and really glad to hear you had a good experience. And thank you so much for taking time today to talk with us. Glad you had a good experience, and hopefully we'll see you next year.
Thank you. I hope before that.
Absolutely.
The next person Evan captured, and I think this was one that you just kind of grabbed her in the hallway. Trisha flew out here all the way from Idaho. This is her second audio trekker hike. Evan, why did you pick Trisha to interview?
Well, I picked Trisha because I met Trisha last year at our previous audio trekkers hike, and I got to sit down with her, and we got to just kind of talk a lot about, you know, our experiences as blind people on hikes, off hikes, with various training programs and the like. And we really just connected well.
Yeah. And I know last year's hike, she was just in the beginnings of a huge life transformation. And it's been a hard year for Trisha. And so I wasn't sure that she was going to be able to make it. You know, she's had some surgeries and things like that. But boy, she showed up and she hiked her little tail off. So here is Trisha from Idaho.
Hi. My name is Trisha Dunn, and I live in Idaho, and I came out for this hike. It's my second hike.
So how was your experience today?
It was fantastic. First of all, I had two guides, and one was from last year. Her name's Becky, and the other girl was Lisa, and she's from this area, Boulder, and they just guided me up and were so helpful. It was a really good experience for me.
Absolutely. Did you do the Royal Arch or Bluebell?
The Royal Arch.
Oh, wow. So that's awesome.
Really was determined to get to the complete top, but I got to my top.
Absolutely.
So I'm just really pleased that I came out and did it and was out in nature and just doing a challenge.
How'd you feel when you got back?
Great. I was a little exhausted towards the end of the hike, but getting here, came in with the end of the tail and with the sweepers, but we sweeped everybody in.
Absolutely. That's the fun part about being a sweeper, isn't it? Well, thank you so much for coming on this hike. Glad you had a good time, and thank you for bringing Print to Life and being an audio trekker.
Thank you so much, too, Evan.
Next up, we have Angie.
Yeah, so Angie Flynn is the mother of Alexandra Flynn, our wonderful senior programming manager.
Woo-hoo.
Good friend of mine, obviously, too. So she actually was previously on an episode of a podcast of ours that you might not have heard of called the Volunteer Spotlight, basically where I highlight the volunteer of the month. That was a nice early morning interview.
Yeah, and she has her and Alex's dad both show up as volunteers. This is actually their third, I believe.
They volunteered on, to my knowledge, all hikes. They've facilitated or helped with some of our other events in the past and continue to do so. Yeah, they're incredible volunteers for sure.
So take a listen. Here's Angie.
Hi, Evan. Yeah, my name is Angie Flynn, and I am a volunteer here at AINC. I read the Parent magazine and have been reading for about 5 years. Also, I happen to be Alexandra Flynn's mom. I am from Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, very good. And you were on the Volunteer Spotlight earlier, too.
Yes, a couple months ago, me and my husband, John Flynn, volunteers here, too. We were on Volunteer Spotlight, and this is our third hike.
Yeah, you've done all three of them.
Uh-huh.
What are you most looking forward to on this hike?
I'm looking forward to talking to everybody along the way and seeing nature. Got my dog Noble, so be out there with her. And I think it's going to be a great day for a hike.
It's going to be a great day indeed. Are you doing Royal Arch?
I'm going to decide when I get there. I'll see how my knee's feeling once I get there.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on the Audio Trekkers Hike.
Well, thank you.
And we really want to thank all of our volunteers. Angie, love you. Up next is Deborah, and Deborah lives in Northern Colorado. And I've known Deborah, I think I actually met her. Her and Trisha are good friends. And Deborah has ushers, which if you've listened to the previous couple of episodes of After Sight, we had the privilege of interviewing Kelvin, and Kelvin has ushers, and it was a great couple of episodes that he was in. And Deborah shared with us that those episodes with Kelvin really changed her, and because she said that people with ushers aren't on the radio, they're not on podcasts. And for her to be able to hear our episode with Kelvin really, really meant a lot to her. And Deborah loves the outdoors, which I'm sure she's going to share. But there's fear there as well as she loses more and more vision. So Evan, thanks so much for capturing Deborah and her story. Take a listen.
Hi, Evan. My name is Deborah, and this is my first hike, and I'm from Fort Collins.
Oh, very good. Which trail did you end up doing?
So I debated because I don't think I'm a very strong hiker, so I took the challenge and did the Royal Arch Trail, and I was with my husband and a guide.
That's amazing. Was there a particular highlight?
I thought the people on the trail were the nicest people because I know some of us held up a line of people trying to pass us. And I just found the majority of the other hikers were very kind and wanted to stop and chat. So that was kind of my highlight.
Absolutely. How would you describe your experience on the hike itself?
I'm glad I took the challenge and I didn't know what to expect. And I thought I did really well with my husband helped, and our helper, our guide, Sarah.
How'd you feel when you got back?
I was ready to eat lunch.
Of course, I think we all were.
And cool down a little bit, but I thought it was very pretty up there.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations, and thank you so much for being on the Audio Trekkers Hike.
All right, thank you, Evan.
Next up, we have Robert Lamb, and some of you may remember his episode. Gosh, Evan, that was a long time ago. And boy, has Robert really grown into the young man that he is today. He has gained so much strength and courage even. And I believe this is Robert's second hike with us. And
it was cool because I got to follow him. He was actually ahead of me and my guides on the Royal Arch Trail. And it was him and his guide dog. And he just didn't even need a guide. He's so freaking independent. He blows my mind. He's he is who I strive to be. He's super incredible dude.
Yeah.
Definitely look forward to you guys definitely will look forward to listening to this one.
Yeah, I agree. When I grow up, I'd like to be more like Robert. So take a listen. Here he is.
Hi, I'm Robert Lamb. I am from Fort Collins, Colorado, and this is my second hike with the Audio Trekkers.
Oh, very good. What was the highlight today?
I would have to say the highlight today was just seeing the group overcome some challenges and seeing the different levels that the group was. Really nice to see the different versatile levels of hiking out here in Northern Colorado.
Yeah, did you do Bluebell or Royal Arch?
I did Royal Arch.
Did you summit?
We did summit. It was a very, very nice experience. I haven't been up there in many years since I had my vision, actually.
So can you go ahead and describe your experience on the Royal Arch?
My experience on the Royal Arch was very pleasant, a little bit challenging for sure. I was expecting the Chautauqua Park to be a little more, how should I say, a little more paved. It was definitely a little more technical than I expected, and I appreciated that.
Yeah, I think we all ran into that, especially with like the rocks and the boulders and stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for being on the Audio Trekkers Hike this year.
Thank you very much, Evan. I greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Next up, we have Becky Kassane, and I can say Becky's last name. Becky is the wife of our amazing Matt Kassane, a coworker of ours. And Evan, I'll let you share. Why did you have Becky on? I know she deserves to be on, but why did you pick Becky?
Well, originally, I had actually gotten Becky to tell her story back at the Aging at Altitude event.
Oh, that's right.
And so she told her entire story about her her vision and, how she was born. And I'm not going to spoil any of that interview because you just got to listen to it for yourselves. But I figured, why not? Let's do a little follow-up. And, we had Becky at Aging at Altitude. Let's have Becky at the hike. And, of course, she is the wife of one of the folks that makes it possible for listeners to listen to our podcast and our programming. You know, he works time I don't even know how else to describe it, but just nonstop setting up equipment, helping people troubleshoot.
Yeah.
Incredibly, incredibly amazing dude.
Yeah.
Good friend too.
Matt is definitely the poster child for what we do here and why we do it. And also, this is the third time Becky's been on every hike with us as a volunteer. She's been a guide. She's been a guide dog wrangler. She does it all. So enjoy the next one up, Becky.
Hi, my name is Becky Kassane, and this is my third time on the Audio Trekkers Hike.
Which trail did you end up doing?
I ended up doing the Royal Arch Trail.
And you summited?
Did not summit. Got about three quarters of the way.
How was your experience?
My experience was great. It was a very busy trail because we weren't the only group on the trail. There were other groups, lots of single hikers, lots of groups of people hiking. So there was a ton of people coming down, people going up. So we met a lot of people, and we got a lot of people interested in what the audio trekkers are doing and what AINC is doing. But we had a great time. I was a guide for one of the hikers, and there was another guide with me. And because it was kind of a technical trail, very rocky, very elevated, steep, you know, it was good to have two guides helping to guide her. One of the things I found that's kind of difficult when you're trying to describe to someone who can't see the terrain, to try to describe things to make it easy to understand, you know, because you're just, you know, if you say lift your foot 4 inches, you know, we're going to go over a tree root or whatever, or step here. But I found the easiest way was to kind of say, okay, put your right foot where your right trekking pole is right now, and then okay, we're going to have three more steps to go up, and you're going to step 3 times, and that kind of thing was some of the ways it was easier to describe things. So it makes you think, and so you definitely are using your brain power to guide the other person. And but we stopped along the way, and we described a lot of what we saw along the trail, the dogs that came along, and other people that came along, and the flowers that were blooming and the mountains, and it was a great hike.
Was there a particular highlight?
I think the highlight was just seeing how many people wanted to know what we were up to. You know, getting to hear from Trisha and hearing her experience about it during the hike, and they were very supportive of her. And you know, it's just great to, you know, see people with vision impairment in a different light and see that there people are getting out there and they're doing it and they're enjoying life and enjoying the hike. So, I mean, it's I think it's educational for the public at large.
Absolutely. How'd you feel when you got back?
Hungry.
That's common, yeah. Everybody just wants to eat.
Yeah, I definitely was happy for the burger when I got back.
Right. Well, again, congratulations and thank you so much for being an audio trekker.
Thank you.
Our final interview is with Joe Weber. Joe Weber is from the platform called Be My Eyes. Be My Eyes is a free program that you can download that you can actually have a real human being use the camera on your phone. And it's exactly what it says. It's Be My Eyes. And that volunteer will give you a description of whatever you need. I use it, especially when I'm traveling by myself. Or I had a granola bar a few weeks ago that I really needed to know if it had dairy in it. And so I used the app, and a woman came on right away. I mean, I felt like it barely rung before she came on.
It's fast.
And I was just able to hold the ingredient, you know, section of the granola bar up. She read the ingredients to me, and it had what I needed it to have in it. And it just made my life a lot more easier and independent. And yes. I know, Evan, you also use Be My Eyes.
Yes, I use Be My Eyes all the time. I'd also like to mention that Joe Weber was on Blind Level Tech.
That's
if you haven't
right.
listened to Blind Level Tech, check it out, because he got to talk about an exciting new feature coming to Be My Eyes called Be My AI,
yes.
which is a virtual volunteer that allows you to take a picture and then OpenAI will describe it for you. And it's amazing. And it was cool because the morning of the hike, as I was interviewing him, he was like, hey, I brought my phone. I brought my Be My AI, and I'm going to test it out on the trails today. And he was, and it was so cool because it was describing the terrain and what was on either side. And it was really giving like me some information about like some plants and stuff I didn't even know were around. So
yeah.
Really is like, okay, I don't care if people hate me for using this term. It's an eye-opener.
It's an eye-opener? How dare you?
I know. How dare I?
And I know that for next year's hike, we definitely want to get Joe and Be My Eyes even more involved and engaged in the hike, because I think there's something there that we could really use and that our hikers would get even more out of the hike.
Oh, yeah.
So sit back, and here is Joe.
Hey, I'm Joe Weber. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri originally, but currently live here in Denver. And this is my first Audio Trekkers hike.
Very good. And you were a guest on Blind Level Tech a few months back, actually, with talking about the Be My AI feature.
Yeah, that's right. So I work for Be My Eyes, and really excited to be out here today and selfishly probably show the app and actually test it out on the hike and see how it does describing some views and other things for the hikers out here.
Actually, I think this is a good place to test Be My AI. Anything else you're looking forward to on this hike?
Yeah, I just want to meet as many folks as I can and just really kind of understand what's going on in the community here in Colorado and selfishly what Be My Eyes can do to continue just to be engaged here, but also just have fun too.
Of course, absolutely.
It's a beautiful Saturday.
Are you going to do the Bluebell or the Royal Arch?
I think we're on the Royal Arch.
Oh, sweet. So yeah. I'll see you on there.
All right, sweet.
Well, thank you so much.
You bet.
Evan, you did such a great job again capturing all of these stories. What's the takeaway that you want our listeners out there to carry with them today?
Really, what I want people to take away is that, you know, stuff like hiking and getting involved in meeting people is, well, what I consider therapeutic. Even if you're not a people person, even if you're the most introverted person out there, it's still like you never know what connection you're going to make. And I can say this proudly, you never know what door God's going to open up.
That's
because
right.
It's, you know, just, it's always, you know, there's always something new out there, I guess.
That's right. That's right. Well, Evan, thank you for being here. And I definitely want to thank all of our sponsors this year. No Barriers, thank you for loaning us your trek poles. Colorado's Lions Clubs, thank you for donating money and donating and cooking us lunch. As Evan said, it was absolutely delicious.
Seriously, the burgers were, I'm picky with my burgers. That was a good burger.
I know. I'm vegetarian, so I did not eat the hamburgers and hot dogs they brought, except I did hear the hot dogs were almost like brats. They were so big.
Oh, yeah.
But they did grill a really awesome veggie burger, which is actually hard to do. So thank all of our Lions Clubs out there. Also thank Kroger, Trinware, FNBO, which is First National Bank of Omaha. I want to thank Eric Weimer's Reach Foundation. And then, of course, all of our individual donors, our volunteers. We absolutely cannot do this without you. So we really, really, really appreciate it. I also want to thank all of you out there for listening to AfterSight week after week and all of the rest of our podcasts. And of course, remember this week to be kind to yourself and to find a way to be kind to someone else. It's good for your soul. Until next week. Thank you again, Evan.
Yes, thank you. See you around.